everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. You know, as we give the Holy Spirit a chance to guide us in life, we enter into a much greater life. We're going to find out that He has many things covered. He knows what He's doing. He's got experience. And He knows all things. There's no subject He can't train you on. You know, my pastor went to Rhema Bible College under Kenneth Hagin. And he left a good job and went to Oklahoma. And while he was there, he got a job. And he got a job in maintenance. And then he gave this testimony many times that the job, he knew nothing about electrical work. But his part was maintenance on the building maintenance. And the power went out. And now everybody's expecting him to fix it. He got his flashlight. He said, "Lord, I need this job." He didn't know what to do. And he opened the breaker box. And the Lord showed him what the problem was. He said the problem's right behind that panel, and he fixed it. The Holy Spirit can help you in life. I had a situation myself, and it happens every now and then. I work on cars, and sometimes the Lord will give me a dream about the best way to fix it. I recently had to straighten a frame on the truck, and I don't have a frame machine. I was doing some body work, and it turned out to be a bent frame, and it was bad. And I have a hydraulic ram. We call it a porta power. It's portable hydraulic power, porta power for short. And in my dream, I saw how to set it up and tug against the frame of the truck to bend the part I needed. And I set it up and it was working. And I went and got another ram that pulls and finished it out. I got it back square because of the Holy Spirit. Years ago, I was working on a car, and the upstream cars like Volvo, Mercedes, BMWs, they like to use steel bolts and aluminum blocks. And the metal aluminum can fuse with the steel and it can break the bolt, which is precisely what happened. One bolt twisted in two when I tried to remove it. All of them were very tight, but one of them broke. And the problem was this bolt broke down deep in a well. And I had to drill it out. If I could center the hole perfect, it would come out. I could drill the rest of it out and tap it like we do and get it out. And again, it has to be perfect. No room for error. Well, the centering tool I used didn't work that time. And I drilled it off center. Now, if I didn't get this bolt out, my customer was gonna have to get another block. And I said, "Lord, there's gotta be a way to get this out." I said, "If I keep working with it, I'm gonna ruin it and I won't be able to fix it." So I stopped where I was, went to bed. And the next morning, a lot of times the Lord will deal with me early in the morning. And I saw what to do in a dream. And what I did worked. And what he showed me was to grind the bolt out with a carbide bit, which I didn't even know that they made them. I went to Fastenal and I described what I wanted, and they said, "Oh, you need a well cutter's bit." And they sold me one. And he showed me to shield it so that it wouldn't walk. And it would drill where I needed. It would cut it really grinded the bolt out, is what it did. And that's how I got the boat out. I grinded it out in the center. And the hole that was there, that was off center, didn't matter with that carbide bit. And I shielded it with an old socket. And it went straight down. And once I got that done, I could drill it out with the greater size drill bits. And then I put a helicoil in there, put it back together. And I secured it from the metal shavings, not letting it get in the oil galley and the water jackets. Everything worked. Car worked perfect. And when I tightened it, when I torqued the heads down and that bolt held, I had to torque it to 90 pounds and then turn it a few degrees afterwards. It was tight. But when I did that final torque, I was very happy. And it worked fine. The Holy Spirit he knows things. He can show you, even if you're a professional at what you do, you're going to run into situations that you have to ask, you're going to have to receive His guidance. The Holy Spirit can teach a teacher how to teach the most contrary children and get them on the right track so that they'll learn and become a student. My mother was a teacher, and she made her students learn. The Holy Spirit can guide us in life. Now you run, when you do all you can do, you get as far as you can go in life. And you're doing your best. And when you pray, you involve God. See, the Holy Spirit, you have to ask Him, you have to invite Him in. He's not going to just bully His way in your life. He doesn't work that way. He's not like men. He's not like a doting parent hovering over his children or her children. He does things better. You have to desire His help. You have to become a student. You have to pray and invite Him to help you. And only then, that's when He can guide you. Now, if it's an emergency, He may say something. He may speak up. When that happens, pay close attention and use all the faith you got to receive what He's saying, because He's trying to rescue your future. He sees something. There were times when the Lord talks to me, the prophets used to say, the word of the Lord came to me saying, out of the blue. They were not praying, they were not seeking. These were things they didn't even know to ask for. And the Lord would just start talking. Occasionally that happens to me. Not very often, but it happens. And when it does, when the Lord say the same thing again and again, that's the time to really pay attention to His guidance. Because He's trying to get something over to me. And if He starts, whatever He's alerting you to is very important. I've had the Holy Spirit to do that with my friends. He would show me things that was going on in their lives through a dream. And then I would know how to pray for them. Sometimes all I had to do was pray and stop satanic activity. And that was enough. Sometimes I had to go to them and tell them about the dream. One of my friends, he was dealing with drugs. And he'd done this for a long time, and we grew up together, but that's the route he took. And I went to him and told him about the dream. And I told him I saw him dead. And I prayed and I asked the Lord, what was the dream about? And He said, if he don't stop now, he will die. Because if you fill up your sins, the laws of sowing and reaping are out there. They're already in place. If you do something too long, you're going to have consequences. And that wasn't the first time he told me somebody would die. And I thought that he had stopped because he lived 10 years, but he got killed. And the Lord, see, the Lord put something in place. He had to stop now. Now, the good thing was I found out that he did stop, but he waited too long. The thing is, you have to obey the Lord when he speaks a now word. He'll bring it to you. What he brings to you, you have to pay attention. Many friends of mine, the Lord would give me things that they were going through, or he'll show me how to pray, and I would pray. And through that, I would know what to do. I'd know what to tell them. Then they had to make a choice. Once they made the choice, whatever choice they made, then God could do something, or God was tied, his hands were tied. And I want people to know that God is mighty. And the only way you'll know that is to receive what he's saying. He can aid you in this life. He can give you the information you need so that you can make the most perfect choices. And that's what it's all about. God loves us, but he can't make us do things against our will. He will give you his wisdom, and you'll have to do it. As we go forward in life, we learn things along the way that helps us out. And if we give it a chance, it works. We have to take God at his word. And we have to believe him. And as we believe him, we go forward and not backwards. As we believe him, we can make the necessary changes. We can speak the necessary words. We can give people the necessary wisdom to bless them in this life, to help them go forward, so they can take back what the enemy is trying to steal from them. We don't have to live with any form of satanic interference. Another friend of mine, the enemy was, people were trying to get him to try drugs. And Satan was behind it. And when I saw the dream and I saw the struggle, but he didn't yield to it in the dream. And then I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? And he told me to tell him about the dream and the interpretation. So when I did, he said everybody was trying to get him on drugs. And I said, you love your friends, but you're going to have to separate yourself right now. And he did. He moved away and he didn't get on drugs. God loves us. And he always will. He cares about our needs, every part of our life. He's motivated to help us. And I thank the Lord for it. The Lord is moving mightily by his spirit. We just have to, swim in that current. We have to take him at his word. We have to believe him. We have to go forward. We have to do the mighty works of God. And through obedience, we can do all these things. Our God is mighty. He's here. He's here right now in real time to help us out, help us go forward, help us do what we couldn't do, help us see what we couldn't see, help us to live better than we could live on our own. And as we go forward, we learn these things. We see these things for what they are. We can go forward in them.
Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
That's a great thing. All things. Now, sometimes people don't know how to access the wonderful works of God, how to get on board with what God is doing. But I'm going to say something that will help. The word of God is received in peace. Just be receptive. Don't let the problem look bigger than God. Be receptive. If you can be receptive, you can do it. You can do it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life.